From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Monday, May 1st. Coming up, we hear about a bill in the Illinois legislature that aims to increase education about Native American history. That story from Susie Ahn in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Danville City Council could pass an ordinance Tuesday night restricting abortion access in the city. But as Illinois Newsroom's Farrah Anderson reports, some legal experts say it would violate state law.
The ordinance would outlaw the shipping of medication and tools used to perform abortions into the city. Chandra White is a lawyer with the ACLU of Illinois. She's prepared to sue if the council passes the ordinance.
Proposing an unenforceable ordinance is a political maneuver that causes confusion and that harms people seeking care.
White says the ordinance violates both state law and the Reproductive Health Act, which guarantees the right to make choices about reproductive health care. Advocates of abortion rights are planning to protest outside of the council meeting this week. I'm Farrah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.
The Illinois General Assembly is talking about ways for the state to better help children struggling with mental health. Cameron Cutinello reports.
Democratic Representative Lindsay LaPointe is sponsoring a bill to create an interagency team to help parents find support services for their children. LaPointe says the goal is to create a more centralized system to coordinate services.
We have a lot of different systems that touch children's mental health in Illinois. We have 6 child-serving agencies, and we've all experienced that historically they don't collaborate or communicate well.
The bill is one of the first developed by a team started by Governor J.B. Pritzker to redesign how Illinois manages children's behavioral health. Other proposals include expanding services in schools and giving a pay raise to all behavioral health workers. I'm Cameron Cusinello.
Organizers say nearly 9,000 athletes took part in this year's Christie Clinic race weekend. Johnny Crane placed first in this year's men's half marathon with a time of 1 hour, 5 minutes, and 5 seconds. Crane lives in Lansing, Michigan now, but grew up in Dunlap, a village outside of Peoria.
I just think the access to the community at a race like this, it's like a perfect middle ground. At the really, really big races, it's, you know, there's a lot of people, but it's hard to really feel like that local sense of community, and it's a really cool way to connect.
Crane is a 3-time Olympic trial qualifier. This is his first race since sustaining a leg injury late last year. Jane Barakis of Crestwood, Illinois, won the women's half marathon with a time of 1 hour, 16 minutes, and 13 seconds. A federal judge in southern Illinois has temporarily blocked enforcement of the state's ban on many high-powered firearms and large-capacity magazines. Mawa Iqbal has more.
In his ruling, Judge Stephen McGlynn calls the law a broad overreach. He writes, quote, "Whether well-intentioned, brilliant, or arrogant, no state may enact a law that denies its citizens rights that the Constitution guarantees them." Plaintiffs in the case represent a variety of gun rights advocates and organizations, like the Illinois State Rifle Association. They argue semi-automatic weapons like the AR-15 are commonly used for self-defense and are therefore protected under the Second Amendment. The injunction halts enforcement of the ban statewide while McGlynn considers a final judgment. The Illinois Attorney General's office issued a statement saying it will appeal. A federal judge in Chicago this week ruled against gun rights groups in a separate case challenging the ban. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, a bill in Springfield aims to change the way Illinois schools teach Native American history. That story from Susie Ahn is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, Republican Congressman Mike Bost represents the 12th District in Southern Illinois. We'll talk with him about the federal budget, the border, and election politics, past and present. Plus, a conversation with Illinois Teacher of the Year Brianna Morales, who teaches high school English and language arts in East St. Louis. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's typical for schools to include some Native American history in their lessons. But many indigenous people say in Illinois that education is incomplete and possibly inaccurate. A bill at the state capitol wants to change that by requiring schools to teach a unit on Native American history. Susie Ahn reports.
Last May, Megan Bang's son was not allowed to walk across the stage to receive his high school diploma in Evanston.
My son was the first male in our family to graduate from high school. He has aunties and uncles who went to boarding school, and his grandpa, who was a boarding school survivor, was there. He would have seen his first grandson graduate from high school.
Indian boarding schools were meant to eliminate indigenous traditions and replace them with mainstream American culture. Bang's son, who is Ojibwe and Navajo, added an eagle feather and traditional beading to his cap and gown to honor the elders of his family who survived those abuses. But he was told it was inappropriate at the graduation ceremony.
My son was torn up about it because two of the people who did it literally, you know, he was like, Mom, one of them is a security guard who I talk to all the time. They're good people. They just have no idea.
School officials apologized soon after the graduation. Bang is part Ojibwe and is a professor at Northwestern University and the director of the Center for Native American Indigenous Research there. She says the incident was emblematic of what Indigenous people face today. At the root of the problem is a lack of education.
The United States is on our territories, built on our genocide, and our school systems currently are undereducating, if not miseducating, about Native peoples and can't really run a just democracy unless you understand that.
She says about half the states in the country have a requirement to teach about Native people, but many of those lessons focus on the pre-1900s era. Students are left with a notion that Native Americans are from a long time ago. A bill that recently passed the Illinois House is now being considered in the Senate. It would require public school districts to teach a unit of Native American education. It would be up to schools to decide how they structure that.
We're flanking the issue. Let's deal with history in itself and making sure our young people understand Native American history beyond what they see on TV.
Representative Maurice West of Rockford is the bill's chief sponsor. Some lawmakers questioned the bill during a floor debate in the House last month and wanted changes. Would a curriculum inaccurately portray Christopher Columbus? Would schools have control over the curriculum?
We are desensitized when it comes to a certain community of people. And so, no, I'm not going to change this bill in the Senate.
Andrew Johnson is the executive director of the Native American Chamber of Commerce of Illinois. He was part of the group that helped craft the bill. He says if it passes, a Native American council will put together resources for the most accurate curriculum. He hopes schools will use those materials since it'll be up to districts to structure the lessons.
One of the things that we really found very important is for the educators to unlearn what they had learned themselves. And the other is to provide the proper resources for them to use in their curriculum.
Megan Bang, the Evanston professor, also helped craft the bill. She says people don't realize the Chicago area has one of the largest urban populations of Native people. Yet, there are no federally recognized tribes, which would give them some protections and benefits.
Because there's no federally recognized tribes, there's currently no infrastructure for the state to have to think about Indigenous peoples. And I think that's why we are where we are.
Bang says she's seeing some positive moves. Another bill that passed the state Senate ensures students can wear items of cultural or religious significance, a direct response to her son's experience. If the Native American education bill passes, schools would begin teaching the units in the 2024-25 school year.
It makes it possible for people to see the beauty of our communities beyond the histories of harm, too. Our kids deserve that. They deserve the right to be able to be proud of who they are and to imagine our future without it only being about a very narrow battle.
She says the legislation does not go far enough, but it's a start. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers and a high of 56 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Farah Anderson, Cameron Cutinello, May Antar, Mawa Iqbal, and Susie Ahn. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.